Planet Solence, Episode 21. The Combat Skills, Lesson 2, Strategy. Amar thoroughly practices the defense skills. Mahesh decides to proceed with next level of combat skills.
Well done, Amar. You are now skilled in defense. So let's move ahead.
You mean beating off the baddies? Great!
Aren't you missing something, Amar?
Amar wonders for a while and smiles back.
Yes, finding the weakness of the opponent.
You got it right. You need to find the weakness of the opponents and then build strategy to attack them for maximum damage.
But how can I find the weakness of someone?
It's not that easy, but neither impossible though. What all you need to do is observe and study the behavior and moves of the opponents. Let's try this. Build strategy to trap this boar before it attacks you. Remember, the guardian shell although is strong enough, but has chances of reeking with continuous energy blows. It needs time to rebuild.
Yes, I will keep that in mind.
Mahesh steps aside and fires a beam at a distance. A forest environment emerges, along with small creatures and a huge aggressive boar that sets havoc in the surroundings. Amar tries to head towards the boar when Mahesh stops him.
Wait. Never hurry. Haste is always a waste. Observe its behavior. Try to judge its moves and the elements that it cannot overcome. Then, turn its weakness against it.
Amar waits and observes the boar devour the surrounding objects. The boar chases a rabbit that tries to run faster, but gets trapped between the forelimbs of the boar. As soon as the boar brings its head closer to the rabbit turns around and swiftly runs towards the direction of the boar's tail. While the boar takes heavy efforts to turn towards the opposite direction, the rabbit goes out of its reach.
Now I got it! The boar can run swiftly in one direction, but cannot turn quickly. Now I am ready to attack it.
Patience, Amar, patience. Just one weakness? Never hurry, wait and watch. Strategies are not merely built on one or two inputs. Try to get as much as information as you can.
Sure, let me record its moves.
The boar now chases a squirrel that quickly climbs a tree. The boar knocks down the tree that makes the squirrel fall on the boar's snout. The boar heads towards a rock to smash the squirrel that stays patiently gripping onto the snout. As soon as the boar reaches the rock, the squirrel jumps off, making the boar bang its face against the rock. The boar, terrifically outraged, looks around for a prey to ground its anger. It spots Amar and shoots towards him. Amar, who isn't prepared, gets startled, seeing the boar approaching him, and panics. He changes direction and runs. The boar follows him. Amar forgets that he can fly and keeps running. Mahesh, who is watching the scene, communicates with Amar through telepathy.
What are you doing, Amar? You seem to have lost what you learned these days.
You asked me to wait and watch, but never told that it will head towards me. So, I was not prepared.
I asked you to wait and watch, but never instructed you to relax. But why are you running? You could have used the defense techniques, couldn't you?
Oops. How did I forget that?
Panic led you to forget it. Remember the rabbit and the squirrel? They didn't panic, instead, used their instinct and presence of mind. I have frozen the boar. Just look around and calm your mind.
Amar stops and turns back to relax. The boar appears to be still, like a stone, while the aggression on its face was still alive. Amar prepares and signals Mahesh to revive the boar. Mahesh revives the boar that continues rushing towards Amar. Amar, who was noticing it, come closer, suddenly disappears, and emerges from its behind. The shocked boar stops and looks around, and before it could turn back, Amar hits it hard with a strong spiky club. The boar takes the blow and stumbles off. However, it turns more aggressive and hits back Amar with all its force before Amar could defend himself. Amar takes the blow that throws him at a farther distance, knocking a tree down. Amar gathers his senses and looks around.
You repeated the mistake. Hadn't I instructed you never to relax in a combat?
But the boar had fallen, I thought he will run away.
Mighty the opponents, mightier is their ego. They never accept the defeat so easily. Until and unless you neutralize them, you should never be calm and relaxed. Now stand up and look around, the beast has already arrived.
The boar makes it closer to Amar, who blocks it with a huge and tough shield. The boar bangs its face on the shield and collapses, giving Amar a chance for his next move. Amar jumps off and lands on a rock away from the boar.
Now finish this off. Enough with the defense techniques. Face and neutralize it. By this time, you must have captured its weak moves.
Sure, I will slash off its head.
Relax, Amar. Neutralize doesn't mean killing, as killing is a last refuge when something really needs to be destroyed. This boar is now aggressive towards you, but you may never know, it can also be a useful resource for you.
Useful resource? What will I do with such a crazy beast? It's already red with rage.
Amar, remember my words, always. Every opponent isn't an enemy. You can turn a neutral opponent into an ally. A skilled warrior is not just known for his combat strengths, but also for his wits and strategies. I see a loyal friend for you in this boar. Mark my words.
So, what do you expect me to do?
Just bring it at halt. Tame it.
Amar faces the boar and sees it approaching violently towards him. Amar shoots beams on the ground and marks a mesh. As soon as the boar steps on the mesh, it turns into a huge cage. The boar tries hard to break open the cage, but fails and finally gives up. The boar rests down, silently, in a dismay. Mahesh arrives at the scene and calls Amar near the cage.
Well done, Amar. That's like a wise warrior.
The boar that was aggressive earlier looked poor and helpless within the cage. Amar looks at the boar and feels pity for it.
Poor creature. You were right, Mahesh. It's no use killing it, as it was lost in its aggressive ego. Now that its ego has calmed down, it's so quiet. I think we should release it.
Not so soon, Amar, not so soon. Appearances can be deceptive. This might be its strategy to generate compassion within you, and then use it as a weapon against you.
Then, what should we do now? Keep it in this cage forever?
Mahesh smiles at Amar and replies.
You have to tame it before freeing it.
And how am I supposed to do that?
Look into its eyes with compassion of a master. Make the lonely creature feel the belongingness towards you. What you visualize will be replicated in its mind, and it will turn the beast into your loyal companion.
Amar follows the instructions. He visualizes the boar to be with him as a faithful friend, accompanying him in joy and sorrow, protecting him in combats and war. The boar arises and appears to be energized. The cage glows and disappears, releasing the boar. Amar moves towards the boar that brushes its head against him.
So now, you have got a pet and a loyal companion. A boar is of great help in warfare and pursuit. It can sniff energy better than any other creature. It will give you a ride that is swifter than a stallion.
It is truly an achievement, Mahesh. Great that you instructed me not to slay it.
You know, Amar, what you just did?
Showed humanity by not slaying it?
No, apart from that, you applied a political strategy.
Politics? Ah. I was always away from it.
Yes, but you just did it. The taming that you performed over the boar was nothing but a political tactic called swarming.
Swarming?
Yes, the Earthians use these techniques through gifts, blackmailing, or black magic. However, swarming can be temporary or permanent. The one that you performed was converting a wild, neutral being into your companion, which indeed is supposed to be permanent. But there are temporary ways too, where you have to swarm an opponent through hypnosis to get through a barrier in warfare. You have to develop and practice anti-swarming techniques to protect self and your troop from being swarmed.
I shall remember that. Now, what's next?
You have learned the techniques of neutralizing an opponent. But this time, it was just one single beast. You might have to face many intelligent opponents at once. For that, you will have to learn and develop attacking skills.
Finally! I am ready, let's begin! This time, I also have a brave companion.
Relax, Amar. Remember, haste is a waste. Go and rest. And do not forget to provide a cozy accommodation to your new friend.
I shall. Thanks for the valuable teaching, Mahesh. You indeed are a great teacher.